This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 464, and today we're going to be talking about how to use anger as fuel. Anger has gotten a pretty bad rap, I would say, is that you're not supposed to get angry, don't get angry, there's all this, there's a lot of discussion around being angry. And there's a difference between being angry and being full of rage. Rage, on one hand, might not be the best thing to have. Rage is kind of like anger on steroids. But anger can be really used to our advantage if we know how to channel it. For instance, when I put together a playlist on Spotify called Train Angry, and it's basically angry music, but when I listen to it, especially when I do legs, squats, and deadlifts, it pumps me up. I tap into an adrenaline rush, some other things that I'm able to lift heavier than if I was listening to something that was a little bit more lighter. So when we can tap into the anger and use it for our benefit, not to harm, not to destroy, not to do bad things with, but when we can use it to our growth, whether it's muscular growth, mental growth, emotional growth, or spiritual growth, then this anger can be used, can serve as a purpose. I mean, we have this emotion. This emotion is part of us. And if we deny that emotion, we're denying part of who we are. We have all of these emotions, and we label them and then say it's good or bad, but really it's just energy. It's like colors. So we say we have colors, we have emotions. Well, is one color bad and another color good? No, they're just different vibrations of energy, and this is why we see different colors. It's the same thing with emotions. Not one is good or bad, but it's what we do with it. So one way to use anger as fuel is to flush out repressed emotions. You know, in NLP, we talk about anger, sadness, fear, and guilt as this layer, this onion layer of our emotions. So when we can get the anger part out, then we can go, well, I feel sad about. So we do anger, sadness, and then fear. And then what am I fearful about? And then what do I feel guilty about? So anger is the top layer of the onion. And if we can deal with that, we can go through those anger, sadness, fear, and guilt, and get down to the real core issue of what's behind our response or our reaction to something. So if we just deal with anger and calm down and take a breath and not investigate what's behind the anger, then it's not serving us. But if we have a reaction that is disproportionate to the event, and specifically anger. If we get really, really, really super angry when the event was kind of minor, that would be a really good indication to go deeper. What button is being pushed in you? Most people aren't aware of that, and most people are actually afraid to go into that. And this is kind of your shadow work, if you will. But when we get angry, it's like, oh, what's going on here? What's really happening here? And we can either go through the anger, sadness, fear, and guilt and chunk it down to the what we feel guilty about, or we can just find out what other buttons are being pushed. So the key here is when you get angry first, why? And look at it. And what does it mean? And look at the meaning, what other emotions are attached to that. But also we can start to look deeper. Is your response or is your reaction in proportion to the event, or is it disproportionate? If it's disproportionate, that would probably take some shadow work to look at what's going on. If it's proportional, then we may want to take a look at what the, you know, that steps again, the anger, sadness, fear, and guilt is about going on with that. So anger can be a sign, right? Anger is pay attention. It's like when we have a pain in the body, the pain is telling us to pay attention to something here. So the other way we can use anger is to reveal our weak spots. And these are our buttons. This is what I talked about just a few seconds ago, is when we have these responses, those are our weak spots. Those are our buttons. Those are our shadows. And when we get angry, again, in disproportion to the event, this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us to do some shadow work if we have somebody who's knowledgeable on it, and or if we have somebody that we feel is safe to talk about. Because the shadow work is something that we've been hiding from ourselves and others for a very, very long time, but it always erupts. It will always, if we don't deal with it, it will erupt, and it'll erupt with anger. It can erupt with good things too, but the shadow is just basically a part of us that we have not acknowledged exists and embrace it. Not that we have to be angry all the time, but what are we angry about? And it could be something that goes back to childhood. It could go back to our relationship. It could do a lot of things. But this anger is basically, here's a weak spot. Here's an opportunity for you to dive deep into yourself, into your soul, and find out what is really going on here. If we just express the anger, yell, scream, whatever, and move on, we will never heal from it. So when we can expose our weak spots, we're actually given an opportunity to heal. And when we can heal these spots, then they come back stronger, sometimes like a scar, right? The scar is almost stronger than the original skin. A bone, a broken bone, is stronger at the break than the original bone. So there are ways where we could identify this weak spot and then heal them and come back stronger, and being able to help others do the same. Another thing with anger is we can use it to move out of our complacency. You know, it's like that old expression, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, you know, this could be a call to action. We could be sitting on the couch for too long, and we're getting fat, and we want to take some action. Whatever that might feel like, is we are just tired of the status quo, and it can help us start to take action out of that. And really, and this is what sometimes we just have to get so annoyed, so angry at our current situation, knowing that we can do something about it. And then the anger can be utilized to help move us out of that space, out of that complacency, off the couch, off the whatever we're doing, right? There's so many things that we just become so complacent about, whether it's the meals we eat, the body we have, the way we exercise or lack thereof. There's so many things we just become complacent with. And again, we just need to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And or in the movie Network, I forgot the George, I think it was his name, was the TV anchorman, goes to the window, opens up the window and says, I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's kind of what we want to do. We want to get into that space where we're not going to take this anymore. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we can use anger to start a chain reaction to get us out of complacency. And with that, anger can also be used as motivation. And I would probably say my example of going to the gym was just that. I get some music on, I get pumped up, I get angry, I get the emotion of anger, but I'm not angry at anybody. I'm just getting angry, and then this releases this adrenaline rush and this rush of all sorts of great hormones. So when I go to lift 365 or 405, whatever it might be, I'm able to do it because I have tried deadlifting with no music, and it's a lot tougher to get to that weight. If not, I'm not going to say impossible, but I just don't pull it. And I put on some lighter music, some more, you know, just regular stuff, and I can't do it. So music can play a big part in our mood. And if we want to get motivated, if we want to start to take action, such as clean out that garage, put on some music, get angry at the complacency that you have about the garage as being a mess, or your closet, or your kitchen. Put on some music, get angry, get motivated, but get angry by not smashing things and throwing things around, but get angry at yourself for allowing yourself to let these things go, right? We don't want to, if we're cleaning out the garage, we don't want to get angry and start throwing stuff out in the street and just throwing things around. That's not what the anger is supposed to be used for. That would be a misuse of the energy of anger. We want to get angry that, man, I'm fed up. I can't get my car in here. I can't do this. I can't, you know, right? We all these things that we can't do that we want to do, and we just get fed up and we're not going to take it anymore. And we get angry. We start cleaning things out with this energy, and that energy will keep going for a while. And then we clean it up and go, wow. And then we celebrate and relax. And then we feel like we've had a full day's work just because we've been using this adrenaline. Anger can also be used to identify other types of anger. So, you know, emotions that are emotionalized, or thoughts that are emotionalized, are magnetized. And when we start having anger, when we start getting into a mode of being angry, we will find other things that we are angry about because they attract similar and like thoughts, which then we can start to address. When we're all happy and good, which is a great place to be. You know, I'm just talking about many of us try to avoid being angry. And what I'm hopefully getting a point across is that there is no bad emotion. It's what we do with that emotion. And so with anger, when we can identify other things that we are angry at, we are then able to deal with them, to neutralize them, to come to terms with them, to deal with the shadow part of it. But if we're always either neutral or always happy, those hot buttons, those shadow things are still there, and they will erupt because we're repressing that energy of we don't want to face it. So when we are angry, we can start to pay attention to what else we are angry with. So for example, your kitchen or your living room, your TV room, your family room is a mess. You just get so angry and you start picking things up and cleaning them around. And then you have this self-talk about you're angry about your physique because you haven't been to the gym for a while. Okay, great. So that's something else you can do. Well, then you're angry about how much crap you've been eating recently. Well, then that's another thing you can do. So these chain reactions are actually good at pointing things out so that you can address them. Again, the whole point here is that the emotion isn't bad. It's how you use the emotion. And what I would encourage you to do is be aware, have some emotional intelligence around when you get angry, and don't react, respond to that, but then determine. So the external event is creating an internal emotion. Why is that external event creating this emotion with you? This is the work that you need to do. Without that anger coming up, we wouldn't know how to investigate, how to go in and slay those dragons and deal with the shadow work. So instead of trying to avoid those situations, be aware, understand where that anger, understand that you're feeling angry, and then understand where it's coming from and what does it mean? What does it mean that you're angry? You know, maybe it could be a feeling of being disrespected, but that actually comes back to being disrespected when you were in school. And so you've carried that with you this whole time. And really this event has nothing to do with being disrespected. You just think it is. And so we just want to be able to really use this energy for really constructive purposes. There are tragedies in people's life. The woman who started MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, was angry, but she started something really good from that. So we can use this anger to do something good as opposed to either suppressing it or just venting it and move on and spilling out like some toxic waste that we're leaving in our wake. So there you have it. And especially coming around this time of the year when families are meeting, we kind of maybe lose our temper a little bit now and then. This might be a good time is to understand where it's coming from within you so that you can have some nice holidays coming up. So this is posted on these four or five items are posted where this podcast is. You can go to warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu, look for the blog, you'll see this podcast, and just pick one or two of these items and practice them over the next week or so, and guaranteed you're going to find a complete difference in your life. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.